Welcome to Huron County's Life on the Coast with our second podcast series focused on workforce recruitment and retention locally, and I'm your host, Roz Elliott. In our third episode, we return in studio with three in-person guests, all of whom are in their first-ish foray into their work life. And as we sit down with our candid discussion with our Gen Zs, or maybe it's Gen Zs, it's hard to know, I'm reminded of the careful dialogues that our Indigenous First Peoples have led and continue to lead for great understanding. Their wisdom speaks to seven-generation thinking, considering those who came before us and to come after us, and we are grateful for their example and respectful of their traditions and experiences. Well, let's get underway and let's meet our Gen Zs. I did it. I went Canadian. Gen Zs. We're remaking this. Gen Zs. We have Ethan, Hannah, and Maggie. Welcome, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.
It's exciting. Have you been looking? You didn't sleep last night, I bet, looking forward to this. I can tell. Well, I've got to tell you, I see these three just people who are going to just lead the world by storm. I can already tell. I remember being 18 growing up in Huron County, and the common refrain was, I can't wait to get out of this burg. And everyone said that, but look around. I'm back. You're back. What's going on, guys? So I want to start with you, Ethan. Where did you grow up and where are you back from?
Well, I grew up in the sunny side of Salford.
Wow.
Not too far from Goderich anyway, but yeah, more or less grew up in Goderich, played recreational sports from the time I could walk until currently, yes. But yeah, no, I've always been a Goderich boy, and whether that's a good thing or not, we don't know quite yet, but I don't foresee myself leaving anytime soon.
So you never had that call, I'm getting out, I'm leaving this town. You love it here.
Oh, I do. You can't really ask for much more other than moving provinces. It's pretty well, that's just the best it gets. That's for sure. You got the beautiful lake and pretty well everything it has to offer is unbelievable. Especially I spend a lot of time on the lake, so it's kind of a necessity for me to live by water. So it was kind of an easy choice for me.
You could be an ambassador for tourism.
I should be.
I think you should. I'm gonna put that call out. And we're going to come back and talk in a little bit about your experiences and what you studied and how you managed to do that from here, which
awesome.
Is exciting. And let's talk to Hannah. Hannah, where did you grow up?
I also grew up on the sunny side of Salford, not too far from a friend Ethan here, about a minute away. And yeah, same thing, Goderich my whole life. I started my education at Colburn School.
Oh, okay.
So
times two,
yep. And yeah, I just love it here.
Where did you go away to school?
I went to Fanshawe College, so
okay.
In London.
Times two.
You both went to Fanshawe. Incredible. And what did you study, Hannah, at Fanshawe?
I studied pre-health first, and then I went on to dental assisting.
And did you know that you wanted to do dentistry?
I always had an interest for it. I had like orthodontics and all that stuff done when I was younger, and I was always so fascinated with the dental office and how many different like paths you could take in that industry. There's so many different categories of it, and I always thought that was really cool. I'd never thought it would be like a boring job. It's always something that is changing and evolving, and it's so interesting. And I like to help people kind of with nerves too, and that's kind of a big thing in the dental office. People are always super nervous. So I like to be able to kind of ease that a little bit.
We're going to come back to that because I just had my dental cleaning on Monday and we talked exactly about that.
Yeah.
So we're going to revisit sort of these special things you didn't know you're getting into.
Mm-hmm.
And let's go over to our friend Maggie. Maggie, where did you grow up?
Yeah, I'm going to switch things up a little bit. I'm from Ashfield Township.
Yay.
So a little bit farther from Goderich. So I grew up on a farm there. I went to elementary school at Brookside Public School. And then I did high school in Goderich and Wingham before taking off for university.
And did you go to Guelph, I understand?
I went to the University of Guelph, yes.
And Bachelor of Science in Agriculture, I believe.
Bachelor of Science in Agriculture, major in crop science.
You are so cool. You are so cool. I love our farm people. I'll tell you, I'm a farm girl too. And did you know you'd come back?
I knew I always wanted to be involved in agriculture. And if there's a spot for me in Huron County, that's where I'd like to be.
I love it. And the family farm, are you involved?
I am, yes.
Good. Yes. I bet you they're thrilled that you are back.
Yeah. Yeah. It's nice to be home. I've been away for the last few years and even during the summer. So yeah, it's nice to be back home.
Well, let's start with, we'll continue with you, Maggie. Sure. While you were away in Guelph, being away for the first time, what was it like? What did you like about being away, and what did you maybe miss about Huron County?
Yeah. The first fall was hard, not being home for harvest, not being around to help out on the farm. That was different for me. But it was nice to get away. At the University of Guelph, I met a lot of my peers were kind of in the same boat. And so getting to meet farmers from across the province and across the country was really cool, and learn about their experiences with the industry, and be able to learn something and take that back home was really cool.
We just finished a series on farm succession planning, and we talked to the next gen, and you're the next gen of the next gen.
I am.
And I have been so admiring of them and just the technological advances, and I'll be really intrigued to see what Gen Z does with Huron County's most wonderful asset, our farm. So congratulations on coming back.
Thank you. Thank you.
And Hannah, what about you leaving? What was it like? What did you love about London?
I've always been like a Goderich girl. I like my small town. I like to be able to get everywhere in 5 minutes. I like my friends. I like my family. Like I have super close friends and family that I'm so lucky to have. So going away was hard for sure. It's nice because you're only about an hour away. So I was home a lot on the weekends. But being here my whole life, it kind of helped me just be more aware of kind of like how Maggie was saying, just like learning off of other people and different experiences. And it definitely helped me be more confident in the program that I was taking. And this is what I wanted to do after seeing kind of what my college friends were in and doing and all that kind of stuff. And just knowing that I was in the right spot. But all over, it was a really good experience and I did really enjoy it.
That's a really great, I'm going to underline something you just said, the confidence factor. Going away and realizing you're doing this on your own, meeting others, and realizing it's a bigger world out there, it's a big deal to develop that confidence, isn't
it? Yeah, it is, for sure. Yeah, it's been, yeah, it was really cool.
And Ethan, what about you? You went to Fanshawe as well.
I still have to go back, actually. There's always more. I went to, so when you start your apprenticeship, you obviously get to pick which school you'd like to participate in. And I just picked Fanshawe, and boys, it's been slow trying to get through the process, but I've done my first term, which last year, 2021, and I did my second one last year. So now we're just waiting on the last one to finish off. But that was a real big eye opener for me as well, like going in and seeing just the city life in general and living down there and not having mom to cook suppers. it's a little bit of a wake up call, one could say, but no, it's met some of my best friends at trade school and I still keep in touch, and it's fantastic. For if you have questions, you want a different opinion from a different company, it's no problem to send a quick text over. And even the teachers I still talk to, they have no problem texting us and emailing us questions and just being back and forth. It's more, you get that college, like the scary, oh, I'm going to college, but it's more or less, you make some of the best friends you've ever had, and you learn a crazy amount thinking like, oh God, here, what are we getting into? But it's more of a hands-on learning experience, and that was, for me anyway, it's kind of what I needed, so.
And you're studying electrical,
yes,
right?
Yeah, so I'm 309A, it's like construction maintenance and so it's the version of residential, commercial, and industrial. So there's like a 442, they call it. So it's just industrial, but young, I might as well go for the 309, they call it. So
sounds like you have a lot of options.
Yeah, it is. It's good, which is scary, but
scary is good. Scary is good. I'm one to tell you. And did you know that's what you wanted to do growing up? Did you kind of have an idea that I'm really drawn to this?
I knew I was going to do trades, and I talked to Larry Park once upon a time when I was in grade 9 or so, and I kind of just started found myself around him, and he gave me all the things that I have the I'm fortunate enough to be able to tell the kids that ask me questions. And Larry is very straight to the point and told me exactly what to expect and what he does every day, and he had me come along for a couple days to show me what he does, and I think that was a real game changer for me picking this trade as a career.
Expectations. I'm glad you said that. That is a big deal. And let's talk about expectations in terms of, you know, co-op offers an opportunity to get a window into something. And you know, sometimes it's good to experience something and realize that's not for me, to rule something out rather than just rule it in. It confirmed for you, Ethan, that this is what you wanted to do.
Yep, exactly. I started my co-op with Clark Multitrade, and four and a half years later, I'm still there. Had a couple pit stops along the way, but I'm back. And I started in February, and then not maybe the end of January, but COVID really put that to a halt. Mid-March, I believe it was, but nonetheless, it was great to kind of see what job site's all about and what to expect. So it was, I didn't get much of a co-op, but I really am happy with what I did, and of course, it worked out. In the long run, I'm back to where it started. So
good for you. And Hannah, did you do co-op?
I did. Yeah. I actually was lucky enough. I got my co-op at the same place that I'm still working at now. So I did my high school co-op with Market Square Dental, and my college co-op was the same place. So they actually hired me in high school, which was really great. And I just had to finish my schooling and I got to go back.
So you walked into a full-time job?
Pretty much. Yeah.
That's incredible.
I think it's really important at a co-op to make sure that you are putting your best foot forward, because people are watching. Owners, bosses, mentors, they are paying attention, and it's really important. I think that's why I am where I am today, to just make sure you're showing up every day and really putting your best foot forward when you're in a co-op. So I got really lucky.
Well, it sounds like they got really lucky too. I think it's going to go both ways there. And Maggie, for you, co-op-ish?
Yeah, so I did a co-op term in high school, but I did it over the summer. And so I co-opted with Brussels Agrimart. And so I was in the field and scouting crops and staging crops and giving recommendations and just kind of learning all the basics about agriculture and crop production. And really fell in love with it. So
there was no question for you.
Agriculture is the way to go.
Wow, I love that answer. I love whatever you choose is the right answer, isn't it?
That is true. No wrong answers.
There is no wrong, because you can always change it tomorrow, right? You can always do something else. Well, let's talk about, you know, the world is your oyster. When you think about being in your early 20s, I mean, everything's ahead for you guys. And you've picked this workplace path. This is where you're at. Maggie, it sounds like it found you. It's in your DNA. And you're happy to be back in Huron County. Where are you working now?
Right now, I work with Pioneer, so that's a seed company. So they grow seed and then sell it to farmers to plant and grow. And so I work with the sales team covering a large portion of Ontario, actually, but I do call Huron County home. So, yeah.
So you're in sales.
I am, yeah.
And was that what you expected?
Not necessarily. I expected ag of some sort and crop science. Is what I studied, and so something in the crop production realm, and so right now that looks like sales, and that might change in the future, but I'm definitely on the right path.
So something to learn in that area of the business.
Yes, absolutely.
I found working in corporate that there are so many opportunities just within the same place to learn how a business works, and the more you move around within or different companies, your pathway just, you know, There's no end to it in terms of possibilities.
Absolutely.
So are you excited for what could come?
I am. Yeah.
That's great. Well, let me ask you about sort of coming back home and navigating the workplace. You're older now. You're not high school co-op kids anymore. You're adults.
That's also scary.
It's a little scary. I think that's fair. You know, it's scary in your 50s too, if I can tell you. It's so scary when you show up at a new job for the first time. What was it like showing up and learning a new workplace, Ethan? For you, you were kind of familiar with them, but can you remember back, like, was it nerve-wracking?
Well, I did, I had a little funny experience. I had, so I did my co-op at Clark. It lasted not too long. It was just myself, him, and another apprentice. Very small outfit at the time. And then when I first started at JMR, I had my wisdom teeth out that Friday, thinking I'd recover in a day, and it ended up just kind of being a nightmare, and started a jammer on the Monday, and that's the first time I've really ever lived out of town, and didn't really know what I was expecting. I pull into the parking lot there in Exeter, and there's 300 cars there. I'm like, oh god, we're getting into it here, and then going up and seeing a huge, it was a super school, preschool to grade 12, like a three-story school, and I'm like, oh God, me, I haven't ate food in 3 days, and so that was my first day was probably the hardest of my apprenticeship yet, but no, it was a really cool experience, just the first day, jitters, and I still get that, going to a new site, like even today, I'm going up to Tobermory tomorrow, and it's, I still have that stomach butterfly, because you don't know what you're expecting for the week, and that's what I love about it. You don't have any clue what the day or the week brings.
Did you have sort of a buddy or a mentor in that first time?
I had my boss now actually really helped me out, Ian Clark. He helped me out finding, like, as the co-op was ending and no one really knew what was going on, I had a lot of questions and he answered them, and then getting set up like with the girls at the Center for Employment and Learning really helped out finding, especially with all the paperwork that's not the easiest to navigate. So between the cell and then my boss I work for now was really, really easy to get into it. So I give them a lot of credit for it.
That's incredible. Well, that's one thing they don't tell you about when you start a job. It's you think you're going to be doing what you're doing, but there's all these other things that happen. Like there's administration, there's, you know, your HR benefits.
So much training.
And just or how to navigate a company and the people. Hannah, for you, you knew them as high school, but was there any first-time jitters showing up that first day as a real like full-time employee? I'm here now.
100%. The expectations are so much higher once you're a certified dental assistant, right? So you walk in, and at Fanshawe, we were really lucky. We had a lot of hands-on experience. We did in-person clinics like for weeks and weeks before we went to our actual jobs, and it was really great experience. But you walk in, and because, like I said earlier, there's so many different portals of dentistry, and I work at a general dental office, a family dental office. So I kind of had an idea you're going to be doing like fillings and things like that, right? You have a general idea, and you walk in, and it's just, they're like, okay, like sit in the chair and off we go. And I'm like, this is great. I'm so excited, but also I have no idea what you need. Like I just showed up here, and they were so great, so patient. Same thing. Because they knew me beforehand, they had a lot of confidence in me, which of course really helps. But it was definitely eye-opening to just be sat in the chair and to assist procedures all day. And they were great with it. Same as Ethan, kind of. They were just super easy. Any questions, they're super patient. Like it was eye-opening for sure, but it was really great. And I think that's why I'm so much more confident in my job now.
Do they ever stick out their hand? You just have to know what
they
want.
Yes, all the time. That's how my whole job is. Oh, they put out their hand and you have to know what they want. It's like reading minds all day.
You two have a very similar, experience, don't you? Like, okay, hand me this.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, for sure. And the fun thing about dentistry, fun, stressful, whatever you want to call it, you never know, right? So we could be doing something and then it turns into something completely different, because you never truly know what's on the inside of a tooth until you get in there. So it can change in a heartbeat, and then you have to set up for a whole new procedure, or you have to, just on turn of a dime. So,
well, the other thing we talk about a lot is you're working with people. Like you're doing your craft, but you're working with people.
Yes.
You mentioned something, Hannah, that my hygienist mentioned to me this week, which is one of the biggest things is meeting people where they are.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's fear.
Yeah, absolutely. At least 3 times a day, I'll be, how's your day going? And they're like, well, it was good until I got here.
Oh,
and I'm like, I completely get it. Like,
now, Maggie, for you showing up, again, you know the drill, but what was it like? Like sort of, you know your craft, you know crops, you know agriculture, probably better than anyone. What's it like working with the different people in a different maybe department that you weren't expecting?
Yeah, so last summer I had an internship with Pioneer, actually, as a sales agronomy intern. And I covered Niagara to St. Thomas-ish, that area, which is very far from home and very different from home. And so that was really eye-opening, and I learned a lot about agriculture. I am really grateful for Huron County and the environment we have. But yeah, that was really cool. And so I kind of dipped my feet into the sales world a little bit, through that role, and then I'm back with them now, but in a different role and in a different area and more on the sales side. So yeah, just learning more about how the company works and the different people that I get to work with and the resources that I have access to. And yeah, that's been really great. And yeah, working with people and working with crops and working with the weather. So
three unknowns.
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure.
What could go wrong? Right?
What could possibly go wrong? And did you have a mentor, or is there someone at work that you sort of go to?
Yeah. Yeah. There's a couple people within the company and also just, in the industry. And even at university, we had some really great profs, that helped us along. And, a lot of the people that I work with now went to the University of Guelph also. And so, a lot of the profs kind of knew who I was talking about if I talked about work. And, so it's really nice to be in such a small community. Everybody kind of knows everybody and everybody's willing to help out. And if I ever have a question, you know, a text or a phone call or an email, and someone's always happy to answer it. So that's been really great.
Would you, say, when did you feel the first moment where you thought, I belong here, I know what I'm doing, I'm not an imposter? You know that feeling?
Yeah. Yeah. So with my job, I do a lot of traveling, and so they gave me a truck to drive. And so while I'm sitting there waiting for my boss to show up to take me to my new truck, that was really strange. But after a couple days kind of getting comfortable and meeting some of the people that I get to work with, then I kind of found a groove and kind of knew a little bit more about what to expect in the role and how things would go moving forward. And yeah, then you could like take a breath and knew that I was in the right place. So
I have to say, for those listening, Ethan's eyes just lit up when you said you got a truck.
Jealousy.
I could see the jealousy. Ethan, do you remember when you felt like, I get it, I know what I'm doing, I don't have to ask every question, I can problem solve this?
Well, I've really been known to not really ask much questions, right?
Oh my God.
That's how I learn. I ask a ridiculous amount of questions and I don't regret it. I drive people absolutely insane, but bad word for it, but I milk people for everything they got so then I can learn from the things that they've experienced but in their apprenticeship. And I just ask and ask and ask, and it's benefited me. I'm done all my electrical hours now, and so I'm kind of being put on a roll where you'll have younger new kids asking you the questions, and it's the first site you go on where there's no one else to lean on, which was a big eye opener because you have to be the guy to answer the questions. So that was an eye opener for me. And just because you work for 4 years and you always know if you ever have any questions, there's always going to be someone walking around or one text away. And that's the other thing. You don't want to bug too many people now, because as you're getting to that part where you're done now, you are the person that people need to be asking and not you asking them. So that was a real eye opener. And
That's great. And I love that you ask so many questions. That is such a great tactic.
It'll never change.
Good.
Unless
you.
You've been friends with him for 15 years.
So you know that. And Hannah, would you say that you had a moment of aha where you thought, yep, I belong?
I don't know. So in dentistry, we take, I don't know if you know, like impressions. So you put the gel in your mouth and it kind of gives us a mold of your teeth.
Horrible.
Not my favorite either.
We don't like it. I know. No. I'm kind of the impression girl at work, so people
you're
are
making
always,
an impression on us.
People are always thrilled to see me coming. So it was about maybe a month or two in, and they had booked a whole bunch of impressions. They're like, we want you to take them. And I'm like, me? And they're like, yeah, you can do it, right? And I'm like, I mean, technically, like, by myself? And they're like, yeah. I was like, okay. And so I went in, and my patient was so lovely. And I'm like, sorry, I'm like kind of nervous. And they're like, oh, it's fine.
Do what they wanted
it.
To hear, right?
Yeah. People are so good about it. And I took the first one. And for the rest of the day, I feel like ever since that moment, I've just been comfortable. And people are so just happy. Like when you're happy to be there and open and honest about like, oh, I've been doing this now. I've been doing it for a year, but I've been doing this for 3 weeks. So we're just going to kind of get through it together and we'll see where it takes us. And they're like, great. Sounds good. as long as you're open and honest, I think people are really nice. And that was kind of my moment where I was like, this is where I want to be.
That's sure. great. And you exactly described that feeling of, I figured it out, I'm figuring yeah. it out, and I can do this.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. And it happens at every age, starting a new job or something that you're not used to. And I'm interested, we all had a really first job. And by first, I mean we were probably very young in high school. Some people, that's babysitting. I worked at a golf course. I think we have that in common,
we
Ethan.
We do. That was my first job.
Your
as well.
Your first job was a golf course? Which golf course?
At the Goddard Sunset, just
Yay,
north of 21.
Me too.
Everyone seems to go there once.
It's a rite of duty. What? How did that experience shape you? Do you think it gave you any insights?
Well, it was my first ever interview, and that was kind of a key part of a skill that the Center for Employment also helped me with, is some of the questions that to expect and how to prepare accordingly. And so I got the job that day and then started the spring cleanup, and working as a team was something that I haven't really had to do that. So, well, it's different than playing hockey, like sports. It's you're working with a group of people having the same goal as obviously at the golf course, getting it ready on time and knowing that you have to get it. You have weathers if it starts raining. None of us like to work in the rain. So we had, I learned team building, and then running equipment was is relevant to what I do now at work. We do like we dig in a lot of pipe and we run heavy machinery, and that was kind of a cool experience and introduction into it, and low stress at the golf course, which was nice, and especially having a good boss, I had no problems at all. And I worked there. I even went back this year. I think this will be my 10th year of just helping out, because they treated me so well that if they ever need a hand, I have absolutely no problem with going to help out, because the favors come and go. So
you never leave the Sunset Golf Course.
Never.
I think we know that.
I
know. We're alumni.
When I applied at JMR, they needed a reference letter, and the golf course wrote me one, and the girl at JMR actually called me back to say how she's like, this is unbelievable. And I give credit to the golf course with Kirk and Ashley. They pretty well got me my first apprenticeship with that reference letter. So I,